Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The other night on the show, I put my hand up and I said, look, I was late to the party on it.
Yeah, you're a real one for that.
Well,
yeah, I heard that. You're a real one for that.
Well,
a lot of your counterparts won't admit that now.
Well, so, now I'm going to give myself a little wiggle room here and say you guys are under 500 at Christmas. Am I right?
Oh, we're rough.
Okay,
we're rough.
So were you bad at the start?
We were.
So all I said is I was a little late to the party.
For sure, I put my hand up. We were late to the party too.
Okay, well, then I'm going to be I'll be a real one right now. Every single note I had on this card getting ready for this show is about Oklahoma City winning this game. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting here with you. It's an amazing show that you all are putting on, and the belief is amazing to watch as well.
Scott Van Pelt, SVP with Tyrese Halliburton after last night's game winner. Halliburton has been absolutely incredible, like redefining clutch with what he's done in this postseason. The Pacers stun the Thunder last night and take game one. They are the biggest underdogs in the finals since, Joe found this out, the Sixers and Lakers.
2001.
In 2001, and the Sixers won game one in that series and then lost in five.
Yeah, so you kind of want to bet OKC in five?
I kind of do. It's plus 290 right now, but hey, do what you want. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Teams previously in the NBA Finals trailing by 9 with 252 to play were 0-121, and the Pacers get a win. They are 5-3 when trailing by 15 or more these playoffs. You were trying to say, like, who are they like? Pacers?
I don't know.
I've got an answer. It's not exactly right because the team I'm going to mention has playoff wins and Super Bowls, but it's the Chiefs. Oh, they're down double digits? That's fine. They have a winning record. Mahomes has a winning record down 10.
Right. Okay, right.
You know, yeah. They do it on a bigger stage and further along the line.
They're getting, you know, they're not the first team to get cardiac kids, which I've seen in the last 12 hours. I feel like every team gets called that at some point. That is, like, young and good and has a couple of comebacks. This team is, like, all time, though, with comebacks. I mean, right, the first team to ever do that. They're the first team to do, like, seven different things comeback-wise this series. Frame it however you want. Like, there hasn't been, at least in the NBA, there hasn't been one like this.
803-0550. Thoughts on a new Bills opponent along the way? The Rodgers Steelers. It's a big window game, right?
That ended up being what?
425.
425 national window game.
Yep, 425 in Pittsburgh. Will Rodgers make it that far is a question you'd have to ask. I mean, it's week 13.
That's another good question, is how vulnerable is he to injury at this state? Because there's the Achilles injury from 2 years ago, but this is kind of why, again, he played the way he did last year, is he doesn't want to get hit. How did Brady play at the end? Brady got rid of the ball in half a second on every single play, kind of because he had to play that way because the dude just couldn't risk taking contact at that age.
Yep.
So that's going to be a limitation, I think, for Rodgers, is that he's going to have to play a lightning-fast offense. There can't be any What made and Brady was a little different because Brady was a pocket passer and he was about rhythm and he was just outthinking the defense before the snap, right? Like, there's a lot. What was Rodgers at his height?
He was escaping the pocket and making throws on the run.
Extending plays and making throws.
Not the craziest athlete, but he would frustrate everybody because he would just extend plays and make it work.
Right. Like, what made him special in his prime doesn't exist at all anymore. At all.
Yeah. I want to get you the Steelers' schedule in a minute because if they don't get off to a good start, it could get ugly. Their schedule last year was kind of like that too, in part because of the division. But Rodgers is back, and I've got a good line here from John Ledyard on the Steelers and organizationally how they kind of represent some pretty big flaws in process. Scott in West Seneca is up first, though. You can call us free-for-all Friday kind of thing. Call us on pretty much anything you want. Scott, go ahead.
Hey, good morning. How's it going, guys?
Good. Good morning.
Good. So I just wanted to pivot back to you guys talking about retired numbers for a second. Mm-hmm. Just had me thinking, if Josh Allen's career falls short of anything other than a Super Bowl, do you think that they would still retire his number? I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys. Go Bills.
Yes.
Yes, I think retired tomorrow, they would probably do it.
I think that's right.
He's the best player in Bills history. So, yes, they would retire his number. No matter what.
He's on the short list. I mean, he won the MVP. That's big. Like, that's hardware. If he retired tomorrow, would they retire his number? Yeah. My first thought to this was, did the Colts retire Andrew Luck's number? But Allen's done more than Luck. He got an MVP and Luck did not. He's got two AFC Championship game appearances. Luck, I think, had one.
Yeah, there's the accomplishment part of it, and for me there is... How good were you at your best?
Allen's the best.
Allen at his best is like, Luck was great. Luck was never that great.
I only brought up Luck because he retired early. That's the only reason I brought up Luck was if Allen just decided, you know what, I'm done.
Right.
Would they retire his number? I mean, I am inclined to say yes.
He's like a break the sport kind of good, the way he plays. And the Bills, I mean, you got to go back to OJ for that. Because Kelly wasn't that. Kelly was great. Kelly was great, but was he break the sport good? Because that to me is how I feel about how good Allen is.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question they'd retire it.
So, yeah, it's getting retired. He'll be the last one to wear 17, unless he gives permission to somebody in the future, which I guess that seems to happen a lot these days.
Yeah, the story we were talking about earlier, if you're just joining us, Ichiro and Randy Johnson both wore 51 with the Mariners, and they're going to retire both.
Yeah.
And Ichiro did write a letter to Randy Johnson asking permission, saying he would bring honor to the number. Turns out he was right.
Yeah. That's funny. When I was searching for this in the break, somebody tweeted, if you give someone permission to use your number and they turn out to be terrible, then you lose your retired number. Your number is then unretired.
Yeah, because you were...
If you give your number out and the guy's bad, your number's not retired anymore.
You were careless with it.
Yeah.
And if you're going
to
be...
Too frugal with
it. If you're going to be careless with it, why should we protect it?
Right. He's going to be giving out these retired numbers willy-nilly. So, yeah, if what's a more... Who just did this with the Giants?
It was Abdul Carter.
Sims. But they didn't do it.
He asked for Sims' number. Okay. He asked for LT's number.
But
he didn't get either.
So say if Sims had said yes to Abdul Carter, and then Abdul Carter turned out to be terrible. Sims, your number's unretired. Now it's open to everybody.
Yeah.
Too bad. You shouldn't give it out.
I like that.
That's your risk.
I think that's a good rule.
You don't want to lose it? Don't give it out. The guy's got to meet the expectation.
I like it. 803-0550. Quick note here from John Ledyard on the Steelers that I like this a lot. It is kind of funny. It's May. Did Aaron Rodgers choose? Or sorry, it's June.
June.
Sorry. OTAs has me thinking May. It's June. 6 days into June. What day is it? It's a day of the week clock, Joe, not a day of the...
It has the date on there,
it does
too,
have,
right?
It does have the month on it right in front of me, yeah. Mm-hmm. Did Rodgers try to choose accordingly so he could get the most attention in the NFL calendar schedule? Like, hey, I'm going to wait and wait and wait and wait. And then, yes... A day in June, a Thursday in June, I'll inform them that on Friday I'll fly to town and sign to be a Steeler for 1 year. Whether it's for attention or whatever it is. I like this from John Ledyard. John Ledyard, he writes for PFF and does an audibles and analytics podcast. And he wrote about the Steelers, continually vindicated on the Steelers' organizational ranking in my recent podcast series. He says they're a directionless franchise that continues to not see the writing on the wall at offensive coordinator and quarterback, refusing to go all in on the future. They are a mess. They are overrated culturally, one of the biggest declines in the last 5 years. Constant self-created drama and distraction, and they just brought in one of the biggest ones, and the move has no upside. Sad to see what has become of a once proud franchise.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And spicy.
I almost want to say
he covers the Steelers. Too.
Haven't we been on this for a while?
Yes.
There's no doubt Mike Tomlin is a good football coach, and he gets a lot out of the teams he puts out there. But when it comes to the vision that an organization should have, the Steelers are terrible at that. Mm-hmm. Absolutely terrible. Constantly, they believe that treading water is success. And I guess it's different because if you're a franchise that has won that many Super Bowls, you could kind of point to some inflated sense of what winning means and how it's in our DNA to always do our best and blah, blah, blah. But really, you had a window here to take a minute, have a season, and just bounce back with a new quarterback next year. They tried it with Kenny Pickett, who they drafted 20th in a year with no quarterbacks.
Right.
That's the last time they drafted a quarterback. That was obviously not a good idea. It's not a good class. The first one goes 20th. That's a flawed quarterback class. You probably shouldn't do that. So now they have this window, and they're just going to let Aaron Rodgers step in and knock him out of it because Rodgers is probably good enough to win them more games than Mason Rudolph.
Yeah.
And who's going to need quarterbacks next year? 3 or 4 teams, they're going to pick in the top 6, and the Steelers are going to pick 12th.
Right. And they're always going to be they're going to be last to the trough.
Yeah, congratulations. And you've done it again.
Rodgers is going to be a one-year – there isn't even the upset or the upside for a future relationship. There was with Wilson maybe a little bit, or Fields. There was, because those guys are young enough, Fields more so than Wilson, obviously, where, okay, if this goes really well, then maybe we bring you back on an extension. And maybe they did want to do that, by the way. But the way they operated with those two quarterbacks is they might have annoyed both of them to certain extents. And, you know, if you had gone the whole season with Justin Fields and, you know, it's like, we're going to leave you in, you're doing really well, the record is good, and you're going to play the year. We're going to keep Russell Wilson on the bench. He'd probably still be the Steelers quarterback. But they messed around and they put in Wilson. So now they're putting in a 41-year-old. If it goes well, it's still probably over. And you're just going to be right back doing the same thing next year. Or they're going to have a rookie. They're going to be the fourth or the fifth guy drafted. And sometimes that could work. Bo Nix was the fourth rookie drafted, right? So maybe they get a guy who's okay or pretty good.
They're just they're just stuck in the dark ages. They really are. They're stuck back in, they think it's the 90s or the 80s even.
Yeah.
Because you have a team that when they finally fired Matt Canada, their offensive coordinator, it was their first coach fired midseason in like 40 years or something.
Right.
Oh, they're very slow to standards here. They had to be pried away from their contract practices where they didn't give guys guaranteed money past year two.
Mm-hmm.
They constantly draft and cycle in and out receivers. Oh, here's a good receiver. He's got to go. We can't do this anymore with this player. Whether it's identifying the wrong player and bringing in a mercurial guy and then say, oh, how could this have happened?
Mm-hmm.
Deontay Johnson. How could this have happened? George Pickens. We've got to get rid of everybody along the way. It's to me, it's always been kind of incredible. Again, like no doubt Tomlin's a good football coach and gets a lot out of his team on the field. But as a CEO or as a guy that's kind of at the helm, it's just not.
No, I wouldn't want it.
It's a terrible situation.
I wouldn't want it. How do you think it ends? Don't they just keep doing this?
Yeah,
until maybe they get lucky on a quarterback. Maybe they pick a quarterback at 15th in the draft and the guy's just great. But short of that happening, are they going to fire Tomlin at any point? Don't they just keep they don't fire coaches?
Isn't it more likely
they don't fire coordinators? They don't fire head coaches.
Right. Isn't it more likely they let him walk or he gets traded somewhere? Or if they're ready to move on from him at any point, that it looks a little bit more like you don't want to damage his reputation, the image he has, the image of your franchise. I mean, really, all this comes down to what they've done in the last however many years while not winning playoff games is try to protect this image of their franchise. And in the meantime, just been stuck as a middle-of-the-road team that isn't really competitive on the level with the teams that are at the top and don't really aspire to be. I mean, I guess that's not right. They aspire to be, but you got to do the work, and they never want to do the work.
Right. I guess it also comes down to what does the owner think of Tomlin? Because he has defended Tomlin at every turn, and that's one of the – he's an owner who talks. Like, once a year, Rooney does a press conference, twice a year even, where he's talking about his team, and he always gives a vote of confidence to Tomlin. And – does he hear the complaints of their fan base? Or does he think, what do you mean, fire Mike Tomlin? He's won a Super Bowl. We're good every year. We sell tickets. We're efficient. We're competitive every year. What do you mean? Why would I fire Mike Tomlin? He's great. Everyone thinks he's a great coach, right? I wonder how much the owner, cares about the fact that they don't really have this long-term vision and they just keep treading water. He might believe in Tomlin to an extent where I would never move on from him. You know, it's like a better version of the Sabres with Kevin Adams, maybe. There's just a relationship there where what would it take? What would it take for them to move off of him? His dad, who was the owner, was the last... His grandfather was the last person to fire a coach in the 60s.
That's wild.
Like, it's not in their DNA. You're right. Like, he could be traded, but even that's kind of the same thing from them. It's we're the Pittsburgh Steelers. We've got a good head coach. We don't do what these other teams do. We're not going to go from coach to coach to coach. If we got our guy, he's going till the end. And he's 53 years old, so he might have another decade, 15 years in him still. So I don't know how it ends. I think it just kind of keeps going. Unless they get lucky on a quarterback. I think they're just going to keep winning their 7-8 games in perpetuity.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. I have instant trivia for you.
Okay.
Football trivia.
Love it. Is it on the Steelers?
You guys can all play if you want, because I haven't given anybody the answers.
Is it on the Steelers?
No.
Okay.
NFL.com, Derrick Henry says he wants to get 2,000 yards this season. He's aiming for 2,000 yards rushing.
Rushing.
Okay. Yeah. He has done that before.
Uh-huh.
He would be the first two-time 2,000-yard back if he did it, which would be pretty incredible.
Mm-hmm. At 31 also? 32?
If he gets it for a second time, you might wonder if he is... Well, I guess I'll say it this way.
Would the GOAT?
Would some want to say he's the best running back of all time? Does he not have a claim to it now?
I might want to give that a spin if he does.
On the list?
Or even if he doesn't.
All right, who are the others on the list? There are eight others in the 2,000-yard club.
Okay.
2,000 rushing yards in a season. Derrick Henry says he's aiming for it this year. It would be his second time doing it. He's one of the nine in the 2,000-yard club. Who are the other eight?
OJ. Eric Dickerson.
Both correct. In chronological order, 73 and then 84.
Well, this is not in chronological order, but Saquon Barkley?
Yes, last year, 2005.
Okay.
There are four guys that did it by less than 10 yards. Because they probably got it and then just shut down.
Didn't Jamal Lewis do it?
Yes, 2,066 yards for Jamal Lewis.
Okay.
He did it in 2003.
But Adrian Peterson.
2012. AP. He had 6 yards per carry, Peterson did. He was 8 yards away from the record.
And I think that was the year after he tore his knee up.
Right.
And
that's
he
right.
And he had that year. And won co-MVP. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Terrell Davis.
Correct. Terrell Davis had the lowest yards per carry of anyone to ever do
probably
it.
Like 3.2.
No, 5.1.
Oh, okay.
1998. He was great, but, you know, it was the lowest yards per carry of the 5,000.
Oh, wait.
Club.
He's not the guy. The guy I was thinking of that's the... Who's the compiler from that era?
Eddie George.
Oh, he wasn't the one I was... Curtis Martin.
Curtis Martin.
Yeah.
No,
Eddie George was a compiler?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, his career rushing yards like 4.1 yards per game.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Was that it, or is there more?
You got O.J. Dickerson. You're missing one, two.
Okay.
You're missing two.
Did, like, Otis Anderson get there, or...
No.
That's not even who I was thinking of. Earl Campbell is who I was thinking of.
Barry ever do it?
Oh, Barry Sanders.
Barry Sanders, 1997. Barry Sanders. You're missing one more.
I know he played on the Titans, and that's all I could think of.
That's right.
Chris Johnson. CJ2K.
Yes. 2006
yards. How could you miss
that?
It's in the nickname.
Yeah. So those are that's your list. The 2,000-yard club, and Derrick Henry wants to be, and I mean, I guess Barkley could do it too. One of them could get there for a second time.
If Derrick Henry did that, I would want to defend him being in the conversation at least as the greatest. Because I've said this before that I think if you dropped in the greatest running back of all time into this era, you wouldn't know it. They don't get the ball enough. They don't play enough.
Yeah,
a lot of them are rotational. He does, though, right? Like, he does play enough.
He does.
He gets the ball enough.
He gets the ball a lot. Yeah, I guess one way to say it about you have one game to win for your life.
Yeah.
And you're building a team. Who do you take at running back? How far would you get before you got to Derrick Henry? Who would you take?
Barry Sanders.
You'd take Barry Sanders?
I think. I'm picking. See, the thing is, in that question, I'm going to be picking from guys that I never saw play, right? Because how many guys would I consider? I'm not going to pick Jamal Charles, who, by the way, is the league's all-time leading yards per carry guy. But I'm not going to pick him. I got Walter Payton. I don't know who was better. Who was better, Walter Payton or Barry Sanders? How do I do that? I didn't watch him. I can go look at the stats. I know Sanders' highlight reel is a lot more fun to watch.
Barry Sanders definitely has an incredible highlight reel. Yeah, no doubt about that. 803-0550 is our phone number. On the Steelers, Andrew Filippone joins us on the other side. I don't think he's very happy about the Rodgers addition. We'll see how it all came together, what it means for them, what their expectations might be. TJ Watt waiting for a contract extension as well. Said to be an offer on the table there. So we'll check in Pittsburgh. The Bills play the Steelers later this year, and we'll presumably play Rodgers as well. So Andrew Filippone, the fan in Pittsburgh, coming up in a moment here on WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.